Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Feeling the heat.
Horrible. I try and stay in the shade, but it doesn't really help.
Alex Jones, Sandy Hook admission.
It's 100% real.
Early tax break worth thousands.
An embryo considered a dependent.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Brutal summertime heat has millions facing extreme conditions today. Triple-digit temperatures and high humidity. And the heat could complicate efforts to help flood survivors in central Appalachia. Justin Michaels of the Weather Channel has details.
With the eastern half of the U.S. facing intense heat and humidity today, power companies like New York's Con Edison are issuing warnings that a massive increase in demand could cause outages during an extremely dangerous time.
We're concerned about the consecutive one day after the next of high temperature, high heat, and the high demand and the stress that that puts on the system.
And in Texas, ERCOT, the state's energy supplier, expects today to set another new record for electricity demand for the 12th time in less than 2 months. In Kentucky, the sweltering heat is only adding to the misery. The daunting cleanup effort inches forward while residents try to pick up the pieces.
I've lost everything I had. My whole livelihood's gone.
A Texas jury is deliberating now in the civil trial of Alex Jones, who spread lies about the Sandy Hook school massacre. CBS's Nancy Chen says jurors got the case after Jones made an admission and leaked text messages emerged.
It's 100% real. I think Sandy Hook happened. I think it's a terrible event.
That reversal from Alex Jones was just the first in a series of surprising revelations on the last day of testimony. Lawyers for the family said they had years worth of text messages from Jones.
Your attorney's messed up. They sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years.
The lawyer said the messages show Jones withheld evidence in the defamation lawsuits about the Sandy Hook shooting.
Do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct? You said that under oath.
Well, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is.
Alexander Tobbs is a civil rights attorney following the case.
He has to worry about whether he might get arrested for perjury, for obstruction of justice, or for any other criminal activity that's found on those phones.
Now to Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on where things stand with a key part of the Biden agenda, a huge spending package, now that Democrat Joe Manchin supports it.
All eyes are now on another moderate Senate Democrat, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona, who we've seen huddling through the week with her colleagues amid reports she's pushing back on one of the tax provisions in this bill, which would scale back an existing tax break for investment fund managers, some of whom have donated significantly to Sinema's campaign. She also wants to scale up money for drought programs.
Flags are at half staff at the U.S. Capitol after the death of Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. She was killed along with two staffers and another person in a two-car crash in her district. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita got to know her well when she was a state legislator.
One of those people that you can go to church with or to the bar. One right after the other, and she fit in very well and very genuinely in both places.
President Biden says Walorski was respected by members of both parties for her work. In a 95-1 vote, the U.S. Senate has backed NATO expansion to include Finland and Sweden. Approval from all 30 member nations is needed. More than half have already given the okay. The only Senate no vote was from Missouri Republican Josh Hawley. Closing arguments are going on right now in the Brittany Griner drug case in Moscow, and the prosecution has just called for a 9.5-year prison sentence for the WNBA star. An end to the case could lead to diplomatic talks on a prisoner swap.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There's a new twist in the battle over reproductive rights in this country, and it comes from a state that passed abortion restrictions 3 years ago. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Georgia's Department of Revenue has announced that residents who can prove they're pregnant can now claim a $3,000 deduction for each unborn child. That follows the Supreme Court ruling overturning the right to abortion enshrined in Roe v. Wade. And it conforms with Georgia's Living Infants and Fairness Equality Act, which defines a natural person as any human being, including an unborn child.
The Associated Press has obtained nearly 12,000 pages of sealed records from a child sex abuse lawsuit against the Mormon Church. Families of survivors who filed it say there was a system that diverted accusations from a helpline away from law enforcement and into the hands of church leaders. Lynn Cadigan represents a young victim.
What I think we all want for justice in this case is for churches to start immediately reporting sex abuse to the police, not to each other.
Equifax says it's reaching out to people who might have been turned down for loans because of a credit score that was lower than it really was. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The scores were off by 25 points or more, enough to increase rates or cause a rejection of an application. The scores went out from mid-March through early April. Equifax began telling lenders about the errors in May. The credit bureau blames a technology coding issue and believes only a small number of consumers were rejected or charged a higher rate.
Equifax was implicated in a 2017 data breach that exposed sensitive information of nearly 150 million people. In Los Angeles, one of the suspects in the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and the theft of her dogs, who was mistakenly released 5 months ago, has now been recaptured. Another man arrested pleaded no contest to robbery charges and got a 4-year prison sentence. The National Football League has appealed the Deshaun Watson suspension.
The 6-game suspension has been criticized by some as too light. The NFL, under its collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association, has the right to appeal. Under this agreement, Commissioner Roger Goodell or someone designated by him can then make a final ruling.
At CBS's Steve Futterman, earlier reports said the league was seeking a full season suspension for the Cleveland quarterback, who's at the center of a sexual misconduct scandal. Phil Mickelson and 9 other golfers in the new Saudi Golf Tour are suing the PGA, claiming it's used its monopoly power to try to limit competition and has issued improper suspensions.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
A new, tougher crash test from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety indicates some vehicles may not provide enough protection.
Three of the seven midsize cars tested got poor ratings. Institute President David Harkey says the Subaru Outback was the only vehicle to get a good rating on the new side impact test.
They really did a good job in terms of the structure of their vehicle as well as how the side curtain airbag performed.
The Institute adding more force to the test to better simulate real-world crashes. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In the new video game called Stray, a virtual cat is the hero. And now gamers who are streaming their play are raising money for animal shelters and other cat charities. Some shelters have been given free copies of the game to raffle off. One raised $7,000 in 1 week. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.